This is how the battle for Kherson is being fought. Artillery crews targeting Russian forces just kilometers away. They have the coordinates. It's a quick two shots. And then they have to move.
Go, go, get in, get in, get in, get in, get in.
We had to get out of the way really quickly because the Russians can locate where the artillery was fired from. So we have to move away before they return fire.
Crews can monitor their targets from small commercial drones. Back where they are hidden away from Russian drones, they can take a moment to rest.
Now we dominate. They are slowly retreating. Russians used all reserves so they can only reach our front lines.
He has a wife and child at home and says being away from them has been tough.
The situation with drones is complicated. They are flying always, every day and every hour. It was scary only at the beginning of war. Now we just do our job. Even when they fire back at us, we don't panic. We are used to war.
The weapons are sometimes twice as old as the men who use them. This crew writes the name of their fallen on missiles. We're told the majority of times the Russians fire back quickly. This crew has lost friends.
As a commander, the scariest thing is to lose people. Everyone here, in the infantry, artillery, and engineering brigades, is scared to be under the enemy's artillery fire. Russians use everything they got.
The crew stays out of sight and awaits orders and coordinates to move and fire.
Certainly, this is a war of drones. In most cases, artillery fire adjustments are made from drones. Both small commercial ones and larger ones have made the difference.
The front lines have moved quickly of late. These trenches were once facing the enemy.
Russians were close a few months before, but now the front line is moving. Jets and drones are always flying overhead, but for observation only. Mostly it's Russian drones. We don't see them, but they keep flying.
Life is basic in the trenches, but they're waiting. Here, they believe in a matter of time they will retake Kherson. And if they do, it will be the defining moment of this war. Assad Bey.
Let's now bring in Assad. He's joining us from central Ukraine with more on this developing story. So what are we hearing about this reported Russian withdrawal from Kherson?
Well, we've also heard from Russian General Sergei Suvorkin. Now, what he said is under the present conditions, the settlements, Kherson and the settlements around it can't be properly protected. And what they've said is that they want to withdraw the troops to the east side of that Dnipro River. Now, the reason that the Russians are giving is that they believe that they have information that the Ukrainians want to target that drone, that dam. So in the run-up to what we're seeing now and what we're hearing now, both sides have been accusing each other of wanting to blow up that dam further upriver. Now, if that happens, it will flood a great deal of area. The President Zelensky has said it would be a disaster, but it would put a natural barrier between the Ukrainian forces and the Russian forces. So the Russians are accusing the Ukrainians of wanting to blow that up. Even in the run-up to this, both sides have been accusing each other of damaging that dam. Kherson, for a while, was without water and electricity. But the Ukrainians have also responded, and they say they don't take the Russian statements seriously. They believe in actions, and what they're seeing is not a withdrawal. In fact, the military command in Mykolaiv has said that they don't rule out Russian provocation and the creation of false impressions. And one of the advisors to the president, Ukrainian president, has said actions speak louder than words. There's no signs that Russia is withdrawing from Kherson.
Right. So put this into context for us, Assad, and tell us if the withdrawal actually does go ahead. I mean, what does this all mean?
Well, this is the only regional capital that Russia has managed to take since the start of the war. It's the only point in the country where Russian troops are on the west side of that Dnipro River. Now, the Russian officials have been really talking up this battle for Kherson. They've been saying that it will be a decisive one. Some of them even likened it to the World War II Battle of Stalingrad, where there were estimated 2 million casualties. Now, if they withdraw, Kherson is a gateway to the south, also a gateway to Crimea. It also, from Kherson, there's a fresh water supply to annex Crimea, which Russia annexed in 2014. And when they did that, the Ukrainians cut off fresh water supply. But when the Russians took Kherson, they reinstated that. So again, this is strategically and militarily important to both sides. But also, if the Ukrainians manage to take Kherson in the capital and some of that region, it opens up Russian troops to the Ukrainian attacks further to the east. So yes, it's very strategic, but also political. This is political for Vladimir Putin. This will be seen as a massive defeat, no matter how they try to spin this. If they actually withdraw, this is a defeat. It's a decisive battle, they've been saying, and it looks like they're withdrawing from Kherson city, although the Ukrainians are still not buying it at this point in time.
All right, thank you so much. Asad Bey reporting from central Ukraine for us.